When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Christmas Eve, final hour. Thanks for being with us. Merry Christmas to you. If you're out there running around off work, well,
dads,
good luck.
Husbands.
Hopefully they still have what you're looking for at the store. If you're out there working, hopefully the day will be over soon. And if you're out there delivering stuff, thank you. Thank you for all the hard work you're doing and making everybody's life easier.
Just check the email. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, good. Is it there?
Yes, there. It's there.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Good.
So, yeah, I'm really good now.
You set?
Oh, yeah, dude. You know, because it's an all.
Oh, it's one of those gifts?
Yeah, oh, man.
Good. Yeah, that's
fellas,
what I.
And fellas, you know when you get that. Oh.
So I had to run out and do what I did yesterday because we kind of agreed.
Dude.
Because, look, the New York thing and all that, like, that was kind of the gift. But she's a liar.
Which you got her. Oh, that's
it. Oh, it's going to be an all.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
for sure.
Oh.
But we agree, like, we'll go easy on gifts this year. But that she won't. Mm-mm. I know she won't.
Nope.
So I obviously had to try to make sure I got a couple good things. But yesterday, I think we'll set it up.
Oh, no, that's. Yeah. Oh, no. Were you telling them?
Yeah. That's going to be good.
Oh.
It's going to be good.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Good. Looking forward to the reaction on that one.
Hell yeah. Because you got so much damn husband credit built right now.
Yeah.
I mean, you lost a little bit, but you didn't lose a lot.
I didn't take too much
advantage
of it.
You didn't take too much advantage of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude. Like, you want to go, like, we got new golf mitts.
Yeah.
Bring them out real quick, because I left mine, and I wanted to make sure we give them a shout-out on the radio, because he listens to the show.
Yeah, Mako Skins.
Yes, Mako Skins. They gave us some beautiful golf gloves.
Yeah.
Golf gloves yesterday.
It's a local company that makes gloves. They make golf gloves. I think they make batting gloves.
Yeah, and so they sent us some yesterday. I'm talking, hey, dude, I got some, too.
Shout out to Lee and Langston.
They're the
listeners, so shout out to you guys. Thank you so much.
Hey, I got some, too.
A little credit?
Oh, dude, I'm all the way in.
Okay.
All right. You want to do me and you golf trip to Denmark?
Yeah, what? Yes.
All right.
What are we talking about?
Me and you golf trip to Denmark. Bo, obviously, Bo's coming.
Like, okay, this is just, we went from, you and me have been working together for a long time.
Yes.
We've golfed together twice.
Yes.
Both times in the Atlanta metro area.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
We're talking about taking a golf trip to Scandinavia?
Yes.
What are we talking about here? The answer is yes.
Let's go on a golf trip.
Okay.
But let's go, like.
How did you choose that one?
I want to go, like, Scandinavia, that area like right. that. I want to go Denmark. Or we can, you know what, because of the fact that, like, let's go big.
Okay.
Because we got this credit.
But if we're doing golf trip, why don't we do, like, Scotland?
That's even better.
Okay, great.
Fine. Let's do that, all right? Now, do you have enough credit to do that?
It depends on what kind of credit you're talking about. I might have husband credit, but I don't know if the Chase Freedom cards, you know what I mean? They had to call me the other day and remind me. I was like, I know, it's not Friday yet, all right? It's about to hit overnight. I'll pay you tomorrow. Leave me alone. So husband credit's good. Credit score... Yeah, but probably. Yeah, probably. I think so.
Well, damn it, let's go to Fort Lauderdale then. They got nice golf courses down there. <It's>
like... All right.
No, because,
okay.
Because my thing is, like, I'm trying, because she keeps on saying, like, because they want to do this girls trip and everything. I don't, whatever. But I'm like, damn, they want to do this girls trip. Because your wife went to Charleston, right?
Uh-huh.
My wife, and you were just right here, and my wife just texted me, daughter just texted me, hey, babe, we should go to Charleston. Like, we don't go to Charleston?
We go to Charleston.
Yeah, that's what I was like. We don't go to Charleston. We don't go to damn Charleston. And so I was like, well, so she's like, well, maybe I'll take the girls and go. I was like, fine, whatever. Mm-hmm. So like, let's go get some good golf in it.
Yeah, Charleston is one of those cities, yeah, though. It's like a girls' trip, like, yeah. What is it, the bachelorette party, yeah, kind of like Nashville,
but how you
too
said that, you like, we go to Charleston.
We go to Charleston. I just proved your point, though.
You did.
Because that was your, yeah.
Yeah, she's like, oh, we go to, well, if I take the girls, maybe we'll go to Charleston. I'm like, all right. Andy said, we don't go to Charleston. Uh-huh. So, hey. But yeah,
me and Ashley love Charleston.
Yeah,
we do.
Yeah, so I'm like, hey, let's make a golf trip somewhere.
Okay, yeah, I'm into it.
Cause we got credit and we got new golf gloves.
And it's okay.
Yeah.
Now I understood. I was like, where's all the? Now we got brand new golf gloves.
Yeah,
nothing better.
And husband,
fresh
and
golf
husband,
glove. And husband credit.
Husband credit.
I thought you were about to say you had new golf clubs.
No, I got. I'm gonna get some new ones. But I'm talking about Andy. And you're going to be gone, so you won't know this. But I got the ultimate, like, golf, like, dad, husband credit ever.
Uh-huh.
I said her people can come over for New Year's Eve.
Oh.
So you mean tell me, you want to go to Bahamas and play golf?
Yeah, you could be able to do whatever you want.
No, I said us. Yeah, I'm not going without
you. No, I'm saying. Yes, I'm just saying. Yeah. That's ultimate credit builder right there.
Yes. Because you don't want to bother nobody.
Yeah, you don't want anyone at your house on New Year's Eve.
Yes.
Because New Year's Eve doesn't end until who knows what time.
And I got to work. We got to work the next day.
That's true. We have to. Well, no, after work New Year's Day, we have to work.
You know the recovery time.
The second,
you know the recovery time.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sign me up for all.
Okay.
That.
There we go.
Whether it's Denmark, Scotland, or what'd you say, Fort Lauderdale,
maybe even Lake Lanier, because we already even tried that once.
Lanier Islands. We could get up there.
We lost out on our thing too, didn't
we? I heard that golf course pretty fun.
Pretty sure that thing expired.
My brother's getting married up there next June. That seems like, you know, maybe there's some sort of tie-in with a golf. I don't know. I'll make sure you guys get invited to it. All right?
To the wedding?
You want to go to my brother's wedding?
Would I go to your brother's wedding?
Yeah, you want to?
Would he want me to?
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
I don't want it, like.
I think if it was, yeah, yes.
Have the invitations been sent out yet?
Mm-mm.
Have the reminders been sent out yet?
I don't think so. I don't know.
I mean, your brother, that's my dude. Yeah. He's very good. And obviously, his wife, she's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
She's funny. But, like, you think he would invite me?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
Like, I don't want you to ask for me.
Okay, I won't.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I want to be on the list.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want you to come like, hey, you know, Randy really wants to come to the wedding. or if he calls you and says, do you have Randy's address?
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll come.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll keep you updated. Yeah. Well, I won't have to keep you updated. You'll either get a save the date or you won't.
Yeah, I'll come.
But all right. Sounds good. Brandon Adams is going to join us in 15 minutes. We'll talk some Georgia football with him. AMA at 1:40 to wrap things up. Any question, any topic. Final hour of the show brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
DeAndre Hunter gets it out to Larry Nance. Back to Trey. Trey, a runner is good. A three-pointer. A running three-pointer by Trey on one leg again, and it's 117-100. The Hawks lead.
Yeah, man. Trey's just throwing up one-legged floaters from 25 feet. Now, and he made both of them, and they both look good. I mean, that's obviously something that he works on. We've seen him do it from time to time, but made a couple of them last night. Really good performance from him offensively, 29. Dyson Daniels with the lockdown defense. He had 8 steals, which is a career high for him. Just a great performance. He did a good job on Anthony Edwards. Garrison Matthews comes off the bench and hits 7 threes. They're calling him Gary Bird again, which, hey, man, you hit 7 threes,
they
call you Gary Bird.
Oh, God.
He had 25 off the bench. And the Hawks beat the Timberwolves last night, 117-104. Nice win.
Yeah, I mean, the thing with this is that we talked, you know, Bogey was out last night. We already know Big O was out. Just try to keep this team as healthy as possible going throughout the stretch. Dyson Daniels, I mean, you want to talk about, because we talk about this all the time. I had no clue who the hell he was.
Nope.
And then we saw him in the Olympics, like, oh, okay.
So no, he can play some defense.
Yeah, he can play some defense. That's the guy who the Hawks are going to supposedly, because a lot of people didn't know if he's going to be a starter or not, next to Trae Young. And you always told me this about trying to fit the parts around him. You need a good defensive off guard, which Dyson Daniels is that.
Yeah.
8 steals yesterday. For most since 2021, I think it's Paul George, had 8 steals.
Oh, wow.
All right. And so you go back to that bar. And then you talk about the shooting around him. But the biggest thing, DeAndre Hunter is playing well. DeAndre Hunter is healthy. DeAndre Hunter's healthy. And so as long as he's healthy and playing off the bench, and then with Jalen Johnson seemed like he's ready. Mm-hmm. I know they gave him the extension this offseason, the bunk. He looked like he's ready to ascend, because I still think, and me and you both have talked about this a lot, Trey has to be the two guy. You got to find somebody. Not saying that Jalen Johnson is anywhere near ascending Trey, but as long as Trey keeps with his pace, which he's going to do, because this dude's a freaking baller. But he's got to find what wins in this league. A two-way big wing that can score and defend.
And it seems like you got it. Reese O'Shea is obviously going to keep growing in his rookie season. Had an okay game yesterday. I like that they're still able to start him.
I do too.
Like they're able to get him in there, because he's doing enough on defense to justify it.
Yes.
And he's had a couple nice offensive games, but for the most
part, bury him on the bench.
Kind of working his way into it.
What's the boy in Washington doing?
Honestly, I don't know.
What's his name?
Sarr.
Yeah,
Alex Sarr.
Yeah.
You know what I was thinking about the other day? Because they played Memphis and Edie. What's Klingon doing? How's Klingon looking? The other big guy who everybody kind of wanted.
Right.
So, I don't know. We can check in on some of the other rookie class. But it's nice that Reese O'Shea is able to give you 20 minutes off. He's in the starting lineup, but 20 minutes. And you got guys that can come in like DeAndre Hunter and others and probably play the more crunch time minutes of the game. One thing that's kind of gone away a little bit this year, and this is what happens when you play better, I've heard a lot of criticisms of the front office.
Oh, no. Landry, it seems like
they've put together a nice fit.
Yes.
Like the pieces fit together quite well, and also to be able to pull off that trade to move DeJounte and get back what they got and have it fit so well, I mean, good for them.
Good for Landry and his staff and wrestler's son, whatever. If he wants to take credit for it, I don't know how much he's going to get credit for it. But, yeah, because we were really critical of him. Mm-hmm. We really, really were. And I think
rightfully so. The pieces didn't fit.
Rightfully so, but I think it was more or less after we saw it, because when they got to Johnny, we were like, hell yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, but we all thought that he was something that he wasn't. Mm-hmm. And not saying because I think Jante's a really good player, but he was not the lockdown defender that he thought he was going to be.
Right.
He was not the best shooter and everything. And I think not necessarily going against Jante, Trey wasn't playing off the ball like everybody kind of anticipated and thought that was going to happen.
They're just not the right.
They're just not the right,
not the right duo.
And they know that and everything. And I think, well, I think they're better, apart. But I also think that all the other stuff that people tried to throw at our face, like, oh, they don't like. No, I think that's bull crap. And that's always been bull crap.
Seemed like it.
But no, bull crap. But no, they're right where they need to be after a hard start, but yet they still got to figure out a way to get better. Backup point guard and see what you can get for CP.
If you're one that
CC
watches the NBA more after Christmas, season starts on Christmas and all that.
Yep.
Hawks are 15-15.
Yep.
So technically they're 0-0. So the season really does start on Christmas for them.
Okay. Makes sense to you, makes sense to me.
I don't know. They played better over the last month. They've been healthy over the last month. Hopefully they can keep it rolling.
They got to stay healthy, man.
Timberwolves, by the way,
are they're in a learning process.
A weird team. Yeah, I guess, but I don't know. Vibes.
Is Julius Randle the second best player? Or supposed to be, right?
I don't think he is.
But he's supposed to be, right?
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, he's supposed to be replacing Carl Anthony Towns. They're different players.
Yeah,
they're different players.
I mean, Jaden McDaniels isn't having the year that you thought he might have. Naj Reid's still good. That guy's still really good. 20 off the bench last night. All right, we'll come back. Brandon Adams is going to join us. We'll talk some Georgia football with him, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. A couple segments left for us here on Christmas Eve. Thanks so much for being with us. This hour brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. 20 minutes away from the AMA to wrap things up. Any question, any topic, we will get the phone lines open for that. But as we always do on Tuesdays, even when Tuesday is Christmas Eve, Brandon Adams joins us, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily. BA, Merry Christmas to you.
What up, B?
Merry Christmas to both of you, too. I'm a little bit impressed to see the heavy hitters working on Christmas Eve. That's a dedication to your craft. I love that.
Well, I mean, you know.
I don't think Dukes and Bell are both working today.
Hold on, dude. We don't.
Oh, is he? Oh.
No, he's talking about this one right here.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I got it.
Right, we buried B on the steroids. We buried Bonds on the steroids, B.A. You damn right.
We're not apologizing for it like Sammy Sosa
did.
Hey, let's – obviously, we're going to talk some Georgia football as they've got their playoff game coming up against Notre Dame on New Year's Day, and obviously everyone's very excited about that. The Carson Beck news official as of yesterday. He had the surgery. He's not going to be able to play. If that's it for him at Georgia, which it may very well be, probably is, how are you going to remember Carson Beck as the Georgia quarterback?
Well, certainly given the standard that exists with the program now, it's going to be less than I think he wanted it to be. But also, it's got to come in the context of, you know, this was a guy that sort of like, say, early part of the 2021 season, remember when JT Daniels missed the game against UAB and mm-hmm. Stetson Bennett made the surprise start? At that point in time, you know, Georgia didn't really know what it had mm-hmm. in Carson Beck. So, I mean, certainly the career is not, if this is the end, you don't grade it as like a failure or anything like that. But when you look at where Georgia was going to last year's SEC championship, undefeated and, you know, playing very well, and Beck himself was playing very well, you certainly thought you had the chance there to see him go on to have, you know, championship success, things like that. That came up a little bit short against Alabama. You know, never quite captured that same magic, I think, with him this year. And obviously the big win against Texas, both those big wins. At Austin, he doesn't play very well. And, you know, in the SEC championship, he didn't finish the game. So I think Beck is a good player. I think he has a bright NFL future. But he's certainly not going to be as decorated as some of the other Georgia quarterbacks, including the guy that was there before him, Stetson Bennett.
I got a question, B.A., and I'm going to put, and I thought about this because I was talking to my son, Isaiah, the other day about this. If he's your son and he hasn't had this surgery, and me and Andy were talking about this, and he's probably going to make more money at Georgia than he might make in the NFL because he probably dropped. Would you tell him to come back? And if you're him, if you're Georgia, do you want him to come back?
Okay, so here's the – I mean, I think if you're Georgia, you would obviously be happy to have a player of Beck's caliber come back. I think you would. I think also – and this is where I'm going to get out over my skis a little bit. You know the answer to this question fully, but let's just sort of consider for a moment, is there a point in which, you know, you kind of reach your draft ceiling, right? It's like, okay, after the 2023 season, he came back to improve his draft status. And this year, for whatever reason, that didn't happen, because of drops, because of injury, because of whatever else. It didn't really happen. And so I guess the question I'd be asking if I was his dad or if I was his agent or if I was Beck myself is, at a certain point, have I reached my draft ceiling? And does it make sense to go and sort of try the NFL thing? Does it make sense to do that? Or, you know, are you loving that Georgia payday well enough you'd come back and do that again? That's the issue here is, if you're really trying to improve your draft status, you came back for a year in the hopes of doing that, and that didn't happen, what reason do we have to believe that might also occur in 2025? I guess that if I'm that right. camp, that's what I'm considering.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, his ceiling was higher. And then, obviously, last year, it's sort of this past year, it's fallen a bit. Maybe he could get back closer towards it. I really have no idea. It's got to be disappointing for him for it to have ended the way that it did. And Georgia is still playing. So Georgia's season has not ended, and they've got a chance to win another national championship.
And can I just add one thing to that? I don't mean to cut you off, but sure. I think the one thing sure. you got to add to that, too, is that Georgia loses against Tech if it's not for Carson Beck.
Right.
And,
yeah.
you know, Beck also came back in the game for the handoff and the game-winning touchdown against, you know, Texas. I got to tell you something. If I have the slightest bit of discomfort, you know, I'm looking to sort of lay around the house all weekend. Like, I'm not, you know, so, you know, Beck's got his arm hanging down by his side, comes back into the game. So while the sort of accolades may not be as much as they could have been, the truth is he really played like a hero in a couple of moments late in his sort of what might be the end of his career there at Georgia. So that's got to at least be part of the story.
What was your kind of big picture, maybe big takeaway or two from the first round, the home playoff round of the 12-team era?
I don't know what we do about this, but if I'm watching this, I'm trying to figure out how come this isn't as fun as the season itself. Like a random Saturday in October, I cannot get enough college football. And on this particular weekend, I just wasn't that into it. And, you know, the Notre Dame atmosphere looked pretty cool on Friday. I think Ohio State was notably impressive in how they handled Tennessee. But the way in which college football sort of moves my soul and, you know, normally, these games just didn't really do that for me. And, look, the SEC championship this year, it was still really big business. There were like 16 million people watching. Average fan doesn't care about TV ratings, but just for the point here, 16 million people watching. And we're kind of encroaching on conference championship games, the SEC title game, something people still like, for a first-round college football playoff that, gosh, right now it seems like TV executives like more than the average fan does. Now, I'm a right. hypocrite because I'm in favor of playoff expansion. I wanted the 12-team playoff. Like, this is what I asked for. But like a lot of things in life, now that I've gotten it, I'm not quite so sure I like it anymore. And I don't know what you do about that, but that was my feeling coming off this weekend.
Why are we so – but I got a question because me and Buck talked about this, and we talked about the numbers from what happened this past weekend to the numbers that happened in the past. Why are we shocked by this, BA, because it was supposed to be some new thing? I mean, you're talking about back when the 14 playoffs, the average margin of victory was 19.3 points. I'm sorry, this game this week was 19.3 points. In the past, it was 18.6. So why are we so surprised by this as fans that wanting something different because they said it was 12 teams?
Well, here's the one thing that, once again, I'm going to sound like a hypocrite on because my argument has always been the reason why there are so many blowouts in the playoffs is because the committee's bad about who they pick. And obviously someone like me would want more okay. SEC teams in. But this year, you know, you also had the SEC team that got blown right. out against Ohio State.
Right.
I'm not surprised that Ohio State won. I was surprised it's a blowout. So my remedy for the blowouts would be, hey, choose the 12 best teams, not the 12 most deserving. That's my remedy. But obviously on the basis of what happened against Tennessee,
right.
even that's maybe called into question.
Right, because like they could have chosen – there's a couple of other teams that if that's the standard or whatever your opinion is on who's best and deserving and all that, they might have got blown out too because the reason they weren't there is because they did get blown out at some point in the regular season. All that said, though, BA, your feeling on that seemed to have been backed up by the numbers because the numbers weren't very good, especially,
the TNT games did not get good.
Did not get good ratings. The SEC championship, and it was Texas and Georgia, so I understand it. But the SEC championship had higher ratings in all four of the games. So I guess the the home run of more games didn't quite come through for the TV executives like they thought that it would. Let's talk about Notre Dame a little bit. Obviously, you watched them beat Indiana. That's Georgia's next opponent. What should Georgia fans be worried about and thinking about as it relates to the Fighting Irish?
So my entire life, especially in like sort of my adult life, think about a couple of times the college football playoff, 2012 BCS title game. A lot of us in Georgia down here in the South are sort of conditioned to, boy, this year it's different with Notre Dame. This year they're for real. This year this team is legit. And time again, we're just sort of proving how wrong that is. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of Georgia fans are on guard for that to also be true once again, that Georgia's going to just run right through Notre Dame because Notre Dame is perpetually overrated. And obviously that might still be true. But the one thing I wrestle with is when you look at Georgia, we kind of have grown to think about Georgia. When you look at Notre Dame, we've kind of grown to think about Notre Dame over the course of a long period of years. Like in a season for college football when everything is changing, is this also changing? Because while Georgia has dominated the best teams that it's played for the most part, with the exception, obviously, of Alabama and Ole Miss. While it's dominant against really good competition, it also, we mentioned the Tech game earlier, it barely beat Georgia Tech. And you know, that's a running quarterback for Tech. Well, this is a running quarterback for Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. This is, statistically speaking anyway, a very good Fighting Irish defense. I mean, I assume that Georgia's going to win this game. But the kind of, like, blowout dominant performances we've sort of traditionally seen Georgia get against ranked non-conference opponents, Clemson to begin this season, Florida State last year's bowl game, TCU national championship, Oregon to begin the 2022 season, you know, all of these, like, really dominant, like, non-conference wins that Georgia gets, I just don't know that this is the same type of Georgia team. It might be, and I may come on here in a few days and say, boy, I'm so glad that it was, but we are in a period of change for college football, and I do think one of the things about the playoff is going to demonstrate is how much that Georgia is changing with that.
Hey, B.A., obviously that we'll talk, me and Chris will talk to you next week on Tuesday before the game. My last question is, because you have the pulse of the Dog fans, how are they feeling about this game knowing that Gunnar Stockton is going to be the backup quarterback? I mean, going to be the starting quarterback.
Right now, Gunnar Stockton, everybody loves Gunnar Stockton. I mean, they've always really appreciated Gunnar, but based on the way that he stepped in for, you know, the SEC championship, Gunnar's favorability rating with Georgia fans right now is really, really high. So, you know, listen, the old adage about the backup quarterback and how popular that guy always is, we are seeing that play out right now in real time. And once again, maybe that's also with good reason, because certainly Gunnar showed a level of physical and mental toughness that Georgia was very happy to have against Texas. But, you know, there is also just sort of the matter-of-fact truth of trying to go through a playoff run with your backup quarterback. It's really not an easy thing to do necessarily. So I believe that's still a challenge for Georgia. But right now, UGA fans are just, you know, are so excited about seeing what he has a chance to bring here in this postseason.
Gunnar Stockton has a chance to be the new Cardale Jones.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
There you go.
Yeah.
They have a lot more in common than just that, though. But it could be that they come in as backups. Him and Cardale. I heard Gunnar one time said, I'm not here to play school.
They're not here to play school.
We're not here to play school. B.A., we appreciate it, man.
B.A.,
have a Merry Christmas.
Appreciate it, brother. Merry Christmas, homie.
Y'all have a Merry Christmas, too. Enjoy that. We'll look forward to talking soon.
Brandon Adams there, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast, our weekly visit with our Georgia insider. Follow him on Twitter as well, at Dog Nation Daily. Always great stuff from B.A. I figured that was kind of going to be his take about the first round of the playoff.
Right.
Because I think kind of everybody feels the same way about, well, it would be cool if there's something you could do to make sure that the games are better. I just don't know that there is.
That's what,
like,
I'm saying.
There's no guarantee that you're going to have great games at any point between any two teams, let alone in the first round of the 12-team playoff.
19 points per game. Accustomed to 18 points.
Right. It's right there.
It's right there.
It's within 1 point of what the average was in the 14 playoff. So, I mean, there's...
You can't make a matchup better than it is.
You can't.
I think that's what everybody wants.
You can't mandate close games.
But that's what people are trying to figure out. How do we get these...
You're right about that. This is one of the byproducts that I find most annoying of this, like, highly analytically driven era of sports. People think that if you put it into the right formula or equation that you can figure it out.
You can't do that.
It's human beings. Especially these are kids.
These are kids out here playing. You can't predict fumbles.
Nope.
You can't predict missed blocks.
Nope.
You can't predict bad calls.
Weather.
I mean, you can't predict. There's no way to predict an outcome of football unless you're just better than the team.
Yeah, especially if we're going to do this. And I like it, and I think they should because it was cool. But especially if we're going to do it where the better team has home games.
Yep.
The better team at home in college football
usually wins.
Almost always wins.
Yes.
Like, you can put a whatever algorithm you want. Like, you could have whatever team you want. The good teams are going to win at home in college football, especially in great atmospheres like that, which you're going to get in the college ball playoffs. So, I don't know. But people have something to argue about. Indiana didn't deserve it.
Whatever. Oh, my God.
They did all right. They had a nice year. Best year they've ever had, actually. We'll come back. We'll get to an AMA to wrap things up. Any question, any topic. Phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. Call us up. Ask us anything. Maybe a Christmas edition. That'd be fine. Some Christmas questions on Christmas Eve. We'll be right back.
And hold on. We have answered the question for 5 years straight of what our favorite Christmas present
was. Oh, yeah. Don't right. Favorite gift.
Favorite gift. We've given it already.
Neither one of us is ever going to tell you what our least favorite gift is, because I don't want to throw anybody under the bus. So let's keep that one out of it. No favorite, no least favorite. Other than that, Christmas questions are fine. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Couple folks on hold, but if you want to get a spot in line, 404-726-0929, you can ask us anything. We'll start with Mo in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Yo, ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, fellas.
Mo, mo, mo.
Hey. Mo, mo, mo.
Hey, I have a question, but I got something special for y'all.
Sure.
So my question is, Randy, is there such thing as tanking in the NFL, and how does that work? But I have a special gift for you guys before you ask the question. So y'all used to have somebody that called in and did haikus.
Oh, yeah.
I have a poem.
Yeah.
I got a poem for you guys.
Okay, great.
All right. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, Nico was snoring. Boom was chasing the mouse.
Yeah, rat.
The bush was on ice. Whiskey was poured with care. Blue chews got popped. Hey, don't come in here. Everybody got snuggled, and they all went to sleep. Not knowing we were in for a hell of a week. Not Cousins, but Penix. Gunner, not Beck. UGA versus Notre Dame. The Dogs put Leprechauns on check.
Nice.
All of that said, the holidays are here. Have a happy, merry Christmas and a happy new year.
Very
Yams
good.
Committee, Foot Soldier, Mo Cheese from Columbus. Hey, man, happy new year and merry Christmas to y'all.
That was
very,
awesome,
very
brother.
Good, Mo.
That was awesome,
very
Mo.
Good.
That was
very
awesome.
Good. Did you have a question, like, too, you said?
Snoring. No.
The question was, hey, is there such thing as tanking?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In the NFL?
Got it.
Yeah, how does that work?
Obviously, they put the worst that they can out there.
Yeah.
Like, we're in a position. I was on a 1-15 damn team. We weren't tanking. We were just bad.
But did the team start doing stuff like the organization at the end of the season? Like,
yes.
That guy's going on IR.
Yes, exactly what happened.
This guy's starting quarterback.
And I thought about that this morning, and I remember it was the last game, and they were. And the one thing they like to do is like to get a good look at the young players. And there was a couple of young tight ends behind me. And they like, my man Daniel Fells and guys like that. And they were like, yeah, Randy, we want to give these kids some opportunities. And so I was like, that's fine. I think you should. Because everybody knew that I was not coming back. Everybody knew I was like, I wasn't going back to St. Louis. But I told them like this. I was like, but they're coming in with me. Meaning, they're not going to. No. When there's a one tight end set, I'm the damn tight end. I don't give a damn. And Andy, I'm talking about, it was a skeleton crew offense. But I was like, no. I was like, no, they're not going to come in.
I'm trying to remember, like, the ultimate tank start. Oof. Remember there was that team, I think it was the Giants.
It's probably this year.
3 or 4 years ago that lied and said they wanted to get a look at some quarterback. I don't remember what the quarterback
was. Peterman?
It wasn't Peterman.
Oh, my God.
Somebody out there knows. But, like, you remember that?
Yes.
They were just flatlined.
Yes.
They put this guy out there because they knew he sucked.
Yes.
And they wanted to guarantee they lost.
Yes.
So they could
But that
get...
was us because they were guaranteed to get Sam Bradford.
Right.
They were guaranteed to get Sam Bradford.
Right, right, right. No, teams do it, but that's how they do it. Like, if you're playing in the game, though, and you're a pro, you're trying to win.
You're trying to win the game.
You're trying to
that's
win.
Why
you're
I like what AP, that's why I like what AP said. Ask Tom Telesco.
Yeah, man. I'm the coach. We're trying to win, okay? I know I'm going to get fired.
Ask Tom.
Did I just cost Tom Telesco?
He said, ask Tom.
Shadur Sanders? Maybe I did. All right, Andrew's in Buckhead. Hey, Andrew.
Oh, what's up, guys? Hey, Mo did his thing there. Also, I want to get ahead of it. I already told Bo, like, I didn't have this question as fleshed out as I'd like. nonetheless, since Andy's dipping, I wanted to get it in before the playoffs ended. And it's kind of a holiday question because with holidays, season, you get a bunch of people that, you know, you're around people all the time. They're like, no, hear me out.
Okay.
It's like, hear me out season. Like, think about this thought, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. Hear me out. So, team in Division I college football becomes independent. They negotiate their own contracts with whatever, you know, TV conglomerate that they'd like. Keep your rivalries. Go to 36-team playoff, and we just work from there. Hear me out.
I don't know. I mean, I think that there's a few schools that probably would work for. He's talking about just going independent and doing your own thing.
Yeah.
It just the benefit of being
in a conference.
Is,
more than others.
Is that for 90% of the schools?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, Notre Dame could do it. Texas could probably do it. Georgia could probably do it. Like, there's schools that probably could go independent, negotiate their own stuff, and it would be okay for them. But, like, you know. like, you know, Oklahoma State needs to be in a conference.
Yes, they do.
even a lot of schools in the SEC need to be in a conference because it benefits them to be a part of a group like that.
Yeah, real quick, Andy, because we're talking about the Falcon lady. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite people, Miss Noel. I guess she talked about it. You know how much I love me some Noel. Yeah. That is our gal. And she was like, someone of our listeners hit and said, Noel famously said, it takes a lot of heart to show back up to the scene of the crime.
It does.
It damn sure does.
It does.
It damn sure
like
does.
You know full well you swindled
you
people in that building.
You knew full damn well.
And just to show up. Not only show up, like,
and dressed like that up didn't like happen.
A, and dressed like yes. a bird. Like,
yes.
She's dressed up like a bird
yes.
human.
Yes.
At a place where she swindled people,
yes.
thinking everything was going to be
yes.
okay.
It's absolutely correct.
I will say this, though. If you willingly gave your hard-earned money to a woman dressed like that and didn't do your research.
No, Andy. Mm-mm. We ain't going to put it. We ain't going to do that.
No. Those who get scammed are at least a part of the problem.
Okay.
Scammers are bad. And
yes,
scammers
they are.
Should get in trouble.
Yes, they are.
But, like, to get scammed, you know.
Yeah.
Not all scams are created equal.
I agree with that, but still.
I'm not blaming the victims here. Yeah. I'm just saying, if you willingly gave your money to a woman dressed up like a bird
mm-hmm.
and you didn't do your research,
right.
Maybe you didn't deserve all that money you had.
Oh, no, man. That's just bad.
It is bad.
That's just bad.
Do your research.
That's bad ball, dog.
If a woman dressed up like a bird walks up to you
Hell
and asks
no.
you for some money, what are you going to
no,
do?
No, I'm not.
Nah, man, we're good.
You know, there's a couple.
I don't have Venmo.
Yeah, you know, I like a whole lot of things, man. It ain't strangers.
Yeah. It's all not losing money.
Yeah, not losing money.
You know.
I hate giving away money.
Not, you know, can't judge a book by their cover and all that. But
sometimes you actually
sometimes
can.
Sometimes the book's dressed
sometimes
up like a bird
can.
Human.
Sometimes you actually can.
Don't give them any money. Anthony's in Covington.
What's going on? Merry Christmas, gentlemen. Yam Nation, stand up. I hope everyone's holiday season is just nothing but yams. Coming from the left and the right, figuratively and literally.
Hell
me
yeah.
Me too.
That's what I'm talking about. This is the holiday spirit. Show me your yams. I love it. Anyways, gentlemen. Growing up, I think every kid who loves sports, man, we had heroes and stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So on Sunday, I kind of had to do a double take. It was very interesting when I saw Michael Penix behind center. I kind of flashed back to, you know, 10-year-old myself. And I remembered my hero growing up, which was Steve Air McNair and mm-hmm. Eddie George. Those were my heroes mm-hmm. growing up. And there was also a player on that team that made me want to play tight end growing up. And
Frank
Wycheck,
yep.
my dog, my yep. best pass ever thrown behind the line of scrimmage in yep. history.
Right.
So, with that being said, gentlemen, my question to you is: what player or what game had you falling in love with the game of football?
Wow. Ooh,
football. I hope you all have okay. a Merry Christmas.
Okay. All right, Merry Christmas.
If we're just going childhood heroes, I was going to say Ken Griffey Jr. Yep. right off the bat.
Right.
But football specifically being the question.
Well, I'll tell you this. The first time I remember my first ever watching football moment, it was Jets and Giants. It was a Monday night game. But I remember my first love of football was my mama. We were had the football because we lived on our army base, but the field was right beside our apartment. And I'll always remember we were playing the game, and Mama came and got me. But it was the Washington Redskins mm-hmm. versus the Denver Broncos, mm-hmm. and Doug Williams was
yeah.
starting
yep.
quarterback. And I remember that's when I fell in love with football that day, watching Doug Williams play football.
Mine was probably Steve Largent because I had like the
so cold.
I had the old school. Like that blue, you know, the old school Seahawks mm-hmm. blue, number 80 with the Seahawks helmet. The old, was it Hutch
mm-hmm.
that made those little?
Who did have the Hutch?
Huh?
Everybody had the Hutch.
Yeah, I had the Hutch.
Well, your mama could get it right there, Montgomery Ward.
You get it, yeah, the Montgomery. God, those were so
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, that Montgomery Ward.
Every team had one. Yeah, man. I had the old, the Steve Largent one, so it was probably him. Back to the Penix thing just for a minute, though, because, like, obviously, I'm a huge Huskies fan.
Right.
Love what Penix did for right. the Huskies the last couple of years. I'm not going to be able to cover him like
a normal journalist.
Objectively.
But see,
I'm not.
You got to be damn professional, Bunk.
I'm not going to be able to be.
Yes, you can.
I'm going to be completely unprofessional.
You done taught me about being professional in this business.
Yeah, and I'm
it
about
ain't rubbed
to,
off on me.
I'm going to be a giant hypocrite.
No.
Penix's whole career in Atlanta.
No.
I just hope he plays great the whole time so I don't have to be.
No.
I can just be like, he's amazing.
You can't do
if
that.
If he doesn't play well, I'm not going to handle that very well. And if people are talking bad about him, like people do when you don't play well,
exactly.
I'm going to be like the way Squidbilly was about Matt Ryan.
Right.
I'm going to be about Penix.
No, you don't.
Just get ready for it.
You don't have the partner to allow that to happen.
I'm going to lean on you. I'm going to need you to help me.
You don't got a partner.
Because I'm going to be like, I don't know. It wasn't that bad of a
And
throw.
I'm going to be like, Andy. And that's exactly what I'm saying. Andy.
Oh, this wasn't that bad of a throw.
Andy.
Like, I was so mad at Kyle Pitts on Sunday.
I know you were. I know you were. Because the play was still in motion after the dude picked the ball off running and you text us.
That's what this
the
guy
play wasn't even over yet. And then you text.
What's like, this anti-Washington bullcrap out there? On? Kyle Pitts is pulling. Yes. He's trying to ruin my guy's first start. Yes. What's he doing out there?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to do my best.
You didn't even wait till the end of the play, though.
Nope. He's furious. Get him off the field. Get Ross Dwelly in there. See what he can do.
Oh, my
God. I know.
Goodness.
I know.
Yes.
I make no apologies.
Yes.
All right? It just is going to be what it is. It's going to be like a homer, you know?
Yes, I understand that.
You're allowed to be a homer.
I understand that.
Allowed to be a homer. Be a big homer.
Oh, real quick, shout out to our boss, Mike Conti, who's at this beautiful spread out here with cannolis and freaking meat and all that stuff, meat and cheese. Appreciate you, Mike.
The
it was
the finest
hitting.
Meats and cheeses in the land.
Yes. Thank you so much, Mike. We
For
appreciate it,
For all those
it,
brave enough to work on Christmas
We appreciate
Eve.
It,
And also
man.
Get well soon because I know Conti's not feeling very well. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day. Takeaways of the day every day to wrap up the show.
Hey, Handy got people everywhere.
I do.
They got people everywhere.
Just let me know.
Yeah. Let me know.
Samurai protected the elite.
Oh, my God.
I learned that today.
That was a great
story. Also, this is my final show of 2024, so thanks, everyone, for listening and letting us do it. We'd like to do it for a long time, so keep listening.
Yes, please. There's probably a lot of Tennessee players out there that just got their ass whooped that have pneumonia right now.
Yes.
And all Oregon fans apparently have a small base.
Yeah, you know what it is.
You know what it is. You've seen it before.
I haven't seen it. Seen it? You can just tell. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can just tell.
Yeah.
Then the way that they walk.
Yeah.
It is.
They walk all tight.
They walk like ducks.
Exactly. A little waddle. That's a small base waddle right there. All right. We'll come back and see what Dukes and Bell have for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.